After Javier Dite and Clank Note on Isabel Sura, Isabel Isabelle Sura, Surawe, dictation 11520, birthday 11520, dictation 10-14-23. Patient presents with worsening of rash, seen here several days ago with some rash on palms and forearms and scattered on the body without evidence of hand-foot syndrome. This treated with observation, now return states it's getting worse. I'm giving her Benadryl, but not relieving pruritus. Was given Enamide before for possible scabies, but not helping. Mix up on misunderstanding of prescription. She's been applying it 2 to 3 times a day with on top of calamine lotion, thinking that's what her direction is stated, but without improvement. Still using review of symptoms, non-contributory, past medical history, uneventful, social family history, non-contributory, physical exam, no food distress. Skin with scattered macular papular eruption on palms, some on trunk and extremities, most pronounced on hands, with macular papular eruption with slight crusting, without vesicular, no vesicular lesions identified, no scratch marks identified. Remainder of physical exam, including skin, which otherwise, excuse me, head, eyes, ears, lips, and nose within normal limits, throat, neck, supple without masses, lungs, shell, altercation, percussion, heart rhythm, rhythm with murmurs and gallop, abdomen, salt, without again, mainly your tenderness, extremities, neuropsychiatric, and remainder exam within normal limits, impressions, pruritic dermatitis, uncertain etiology, numerous things of possibility. Doesn't appear like varicella. Child has had at least initial vaccinization without pruritic, without vesicular lesions. Discuss treatment options. Was considering low-dose cortisone, but because of the uncertainty of the etiology, patient was given zithromycin to take instead to increase dose in Benadryl and advised, to, if not able to see a pediatrician in the next couple of days or if rash doesn't show clearing, to go to Texas Children's Emergency Room for further evaluation and clarification of the diagnosis. Thank you, Dr. Halberdier.